Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest in the studio, Rodney Partridge, who is the president of Partridge Enterprises. Welcome to the show, Rodney.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Rodney, the reason we wanted to have you here, we've been talking in recent weeks about preparation. And when you get a pet, one of the things we advocated is first thing you should think about is, are you insuring the pet? Do you have an emergency place to take the pet when something unfortunate happens? And one of the things that nobody ever wants to deal with, and I understand it, is when your pet is near the end of its life, what are you going to do with that pet? And that's what you guys do at Partridge Enterprises. So why don't you explain to our listeners exactly what business you guys are in?
Certainly. We're a pet crematory and a pet cemetery. We work with the public. We also work directly with the veterinary hospitals, humane societies, animal control shelters. We provide the service of cremation, burial, and we also provide the service of the memorialization products, such as urns, pendants, memory glass, caskets, and headstones.
Mm. So essentially what you're describing is that when it comes to pet burials or end of life, the options that are available have gotten to be almost like that of human beings, essentially.
I would say absolutely. It's really amazing the progress with urns and the pendants and the crystals. Back when my father and I worked together, we probably had four or five choices. Now I'm seeing where we carry probably 150 different urn choices.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when you get into the jewelry where that has some of the remains in the jewelry, we probably have another 100 choices from there. And the memory glass is also very popular. So, yeah, the choices now that are out there are more extensive, beautiful urns, crystals, and pendants available.
Now, you've been doing this with your dad, and your dad was the founder back in the 70s is when you got started, right?
That's correct. My dad started it in 1971.
Right, right. And you've been able to witness this as you've gone through. The way in which the average person now thinks about a pet and end-of-life decisions, has that changed quite a bit over the years? Are what observations can you give us as far as how we as pet keepers think about at this particular point?
I would say it's changed pretty dramatically in probably the last 10 years.
10 years.
As far as people now are more apt to do a private cremation with the ashes returned so that they can take, have their pet with them. I think part of the reason is people move so much now. They don't stay in one place as much as they used to. So burial, that tends to be something that, what happens if I move and I've buried my pet in my backyard or even at the pet cemetery? Now I'm moving out of state for my job.
Right.
I'd like to be able to take my pet with me. So I think that's one thing I've seen is a rise in private cremations where the ashes are returned to the owners and a decline in burial service.
Right, right. And what about the overall thought process? Is it a larger, I think back in the years, back in the 70s and the 60s, it wouldn't be uncommon practice to, one, not even think about what they did with their pet afterwards. And now it seems to be quite front of mind and a concern because we seem to care a lot more about our pets. So I'd imagine that in your case, your services are embraced in a larger way.
Absolutely. I mean, we pick up at people's homes as well. So I do get a lot of calls, to come right to the house and pick up the pets. I see, again, a lot more people concerned about, what is going to happen to my pet? What are my choices? Mm-hmm. What are my options? Many people come right to our facility and they want to be there. They want to be there with their pet and they want to actually spend some moments with their pet and then they want to go out. And some people actually want to watch us place their pet in the crematory, just like, you know, a person would with their right. father or mother. So we offer that service too, and I've seen an escalation in those requests.
Participation as part of a, you know, a really emotional situation, and it needs witness, and you were actually able to do that. And I would imagine because you work, and many of these crematoriums would work with veterinary offices and such, there might be a separation between the person that has the pet and the crematorium. Right. And in your case, you actually encourage that connection.
We do. We've got a really nice facility. We're very proud of what we do. Mm-hmm. We're very professional. The facility is beautiful. And I think we have a great staff that answers all the questions and makes people feel real comfortable in a time of need. So now we do work hand in hand with the veterinary hospitals as well. We encourage they even come out as staffs and visit our facility uh-huh. to see how nice it is because they want to know, is this place, you know, reputable? Is this place mm-hmm. nice? And we've really taken the next step, and I do see a lot more people coming to our facility.
Yeah, Dr. Williamson is one who's been on our show and was on our show last, and you come with high regards with him. And, you know, with his particular veterinary practice, I imagine there's some very sudden and unexpected situations, and I imagine that it was that professionalism that he spoke of that I'm sure is your calling card.
You know, I think the other thing is us learning from the veterinarians, them giving us suggestions, the veterinary technicians saying, hey, here's an idea. Mm-hmm. What do you think about offering this? And, you know, yeah, we embrace the ideas and we look to improve our service every year as well,
mm-hmm.
whether it's products, service, you know, the caskets, we have caskets available for people from $50 plastic shells to really, really nice, expensive human-like caskets that, you know, can go up to $600.
And one would just go to Partridge Enterprise and they can actually see on the web. I noticed I went there myself just on my cell phone and saw just, I mean, as a pet store owner, we've brought in from time to time an item or two that would relate to that, whether it's gravestones or like urns.
Correct.
And wouldn't really, nothing would happen there at the pet store level because people just aren't thinking of that.
Sure.
But wow, when you go to your website, when you, like you said, like maybe 100 different urns of different styles and different types and nice, beautiful brass ones and wood and earthy, depending on the person that's involved.
The urns now, like I say, we talked earlier, it's amazing. The choices, like you mentioned, woods, they have laser etchings of the photo of the pet that go right on the front of the wood.
It's just amazing.
The stained glass that are handmade, and mm-hmm. the lady will actually hand make the stained glass according to the colors that the clients picked out. They have candles on the top, oil lamps on top, and the ashes. And there's a digital photo frame urn available that you can actually put the chip in, you know, and show all the pictures of your pet, and the ashes are inside of that urn.
Rodney, wow. With the sophistication of where it's going, it's almost making me think that do we need to have life insurance for our pets in order to cover the costs at the end? Because it just sounds like Rick and I have talked with folks about the human-animal bond and how dramatically it has increased in the last 10 years and how a lot of people are treating their pets like human beings. They've gone from outdoor animals into sleeping in the same room, sometimes in the same bed. So it just seems like what you're doing is a natural extension. But my concern would be, is there an escalation in costs? And
good
is
question.
There a need for insurance in order to deal with that? Because if I've got a 5-year-old dog now, God willing, I'm not going to be talking to you for another 10 years at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, cost-wise, you know, for a private cremation, and what I mean by private cremation is that the pet is placed in the cremator by themselves and the ashes are recovered completely mm-hmm. and then sent back to the owner. And with that service, we include 4 service urns. So there's actually an urn choice available for the cost. They range from $105 to $255 for a private cremation. Most of those are based on the weight of the particular pet.
Mm-hmm.
The private burial service at our cemetery, which is in Tipton, Michigan, mm-hmm. is $195. Okay?
Hmm.
It gives them a nice cross and a private burial mm-hmm. and a spot they can visit. We do offer large animal services as well, believe it or not.
Wow.
We pick up horses and llamas and do private cremations for them as well.
Wow.
Well, then, you know, as I see it, it isn't like going down the pathway of human situations, because those do seem like pricing options that, you know, not that we all can afford that, but at least it's within the realm of some affordability, as opposed to, you know, $10,000, $15,000, right, which is what a, you know, what a human, right, scenario can run into.
Right. Yeah. No, so. I do see that. But from an inflation standpoint, is that something that is going to continue to go up? And does it make sense for prearrangement to take place so you lock in now as opposed to having to deal with a level of inflation down the road?
You know, I would say absolutely. That's a great idea. We look at gas costs. I mean, natural gas is a big contributor to our costs for the cremator. So, I can see that things will go up. But however, the market for the pendants, the urns, and the crystals, those are pretty interesting, because, you know, we have pendants as inexpensive as $45 that hold some of the ashes, and urns as inexpensive as $35.
Yeah.
Okay. So the options are...
You know, we might see a change in culture as the years go on, but I think today's culture, I think that, you know, I don't know that life insurance is going to be where it's at, but I do think that, you know, it's really interesting to see how things have changed over the years and how this actually is something that you can have such a wide selection of options, you know. And I've confronted some of these decisions with my own dogs, and it's really good to have you on the show so that maybe people that have never known that these decisions are, it's not a foreign concept when they walk into the veterinary office and they're saying, you know, private versus communal.
Yeah, because,
you know,
I will say that when my first dog had to be put down and was cremated, that was a major decision that my wife and I went back and forth about, is did we want to keep the ashes or go with the community burial? And for whatever reason, we decided we wanted to keep him with us. And lo and behold, you're exactly right. From a moving standpoint, everywhere we've moved, he's moved right with us and sits there with his picture so that we can remember him fondly. So it is a neat thing. Rodney, with the few minutes that we've got left, if you had to give any advice to our listeners of what they could do in order to be better prepared for when this situation arises, what advice would you give?
I would say to talk to their veterinarian, ask them, you know, if they have a service that's provided through them. And we usually have brochures at the veterinary hospitals that we work with, and I'm sure that my competitors do the same thing. And go to the websites and take a look at them. You know, go online, look at some urns. It doesn't have to be our urns. There's a lot of urns out there. And take a look and see if that's something that you're interested in. And then, like you're saying, go ahead and contact the crematory and let them know you're interested in perhaps setting up a prearrangement. And look at your options, your choices, and your costs that you're going to occur in the future.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting topic, and you're definitely the guy to speak with. So with that said, we've been speaking this morning with Rodney Partridge, who is the president of Partridge Enterprises. And if our listeners want to get any information on your company, Rodney, is there a web address where they can go to look?
Certainly, partridge-ent.com, Partridge like the Partridge family.
Okay, fantastic. We've been speaking with Rodney Partridge, and Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation and speak with a business owner, dog trainer, and author who's got a very provocatively titled book, The Lipstick and the Leash, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS. ILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/MMPets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.